Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yom HaDaf Samach Dalet. We left off in Daf Samach Gimel, based about 6 lines from the end of the page at the Itzterich. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also by Misha Feldman in memory of the third yard site of his wife, Donna Feldman, on the 4th of Tammuz, Donna Pesya, Bashmul Yaakov Zev, the Neshama Sheven Aliyah, and also by Henry Orlinsky, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah, Baschayim Asher HaKohen Aleha Shalom, a survivor of Auschwitz that left a legacy of generations of Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, whose yard site is Tuesday, the Neshama Sheven Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We were in the middle of a discussion yesterday where we left off. We were discussing why it is that I need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to use a mechusar zman even for the seira mishtalech, that if the zman of that korban is not if the animal is not yet old enough, it's somehow missing some time needs to lapse before it's kosher for a korban, it can't even be used for as a seira mishtalech. After all, shouldn't that be obvious? Because the only way an animal can become a seira mishtalech is if it goes through a hagrala and one is chosen as seira l'Hashem and the other is chosen as seira l'Hashem. So they must both be eligible to be the Seir LaHashem. So isn't it obvious that a Mechusar Zman is no good? Because obviously Mechusar Zman would not be kosher as a Seir LaHashem. So we had 3 answers to that yesterday. We're going to have a 4th answer to that question today on the top of Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara is going to discuss when you replace the Seir, one of the Seirim dies, and you replace it. So what do you, now you have two of one kind and one of the other. You either have 2 Seirim LaHashem and 1 LaAzazel, 2 Seirim LaAzazel and 1 Seir LaHashem. So which one do you use? Meaning the one that you have only one of, we know which one you use. But the one that you have 2 of, do you use the original or do you use the replacement? And that machlokas is going to take the entire daf. Meaning the Gemara is going to discuss what's behind that machlokas and the issue being Bali Chaim Nidchim or Bali Chaim Ein Nidchim. Do we assume that once an animal is no longer ra'oi to be used, even though later on it becomes ra'oi again, once it's Nidche, it's Nidche. Once it's been rejected, it remains rejected, or do we assume no? That it's true that there was some tkufa of time where it couldn't be used, but now that it's kosher, we can use it again. So we're going to bring rayas in all directions, and we're going to discuss in great detail that machlokas about balei chayim nidchim or ein nidchim. So let's begin. 6 lines from the end of the page, the Itzrich. So the Gemara discusses, we mentioned 2 halachas yesterday, that the Seir Mishtalech, we have a pasuk that tells me that the Seir Mishtalech can even be a Mechusar Zman, and we also have a pasuk that tells me that the Seir Mishtalech can even be a Balmum. So it says Gemara, the Itzrich Lemichtav Balmum, cannot be a Balmum, that it's going to be, and cannot be a Mechusar Zman, that both a Mechusar Zman and a Balmum are puzzled for a Seir Mishtalech as well. So it says Gemara, why do I need both of those Limudim? Once I know that the Seir Mishtalech has to be up to snuff, it has to be the kind of animal that you'd be able to use as a korban, so that means a lot of things. It means that a Mechusar Zman would be no good, it means that a Balmum would be no good, so why does it have to tell me a special riboy in the Pasuk for each of those halachos? So Vistrich L'michtav Balmum, Vistrich L'michtav Mechusar Zman. The Torah needs to tell me both that a Balmum cannot be used as a Seir Mishtalech and that a Mechusar Zman cannot be used as a Seir Mishtalech. Because Rachman Mechusar Zman Mishum Delo Mati Zimni. If it only would have said that a Mechusar Zman is possible, I would have said, yeah, because its Zman has not yet arrived where it could be kosher for a korban. Aval Balmum Demati Zimne. But a Balmum where at least the Zman has arrived where it's kosher for a korban, Emalo, I would think that it does not become possible even though it has a Mum. So that's why the Torah has to tell me that a Balmum is possible for a Seir Mishlech. Because Rachman a Balmum, and had the Torah only told me that a Balmum is possible for the Seir Mishlech, I would say, yeah, that's because Mishum Demayis. That's because it is disgusting to bring such a thing as a carbon, to bring a Balmum. It's physically problematic of a Mechusar Zman, to Lo Ma'is. But a Mechusar Zman is just missing some time. It just needs a little more time to lapse. But there's nothing physically deformed. There's nothing physically wrong with the animal. Say, Malo, I would think that it's not a problem to use such a Seir for the Seir Mishtalech. So Tzricha, that's why we need both Limudim to tell me that not only is a Balmum possible for the Seir Mishtalech, Mechusar Zman is also possible for the Seir Mishtalech, one cannot be derived from the other. So now the Gemara goes back to answer the same question we've been dealing with. Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that a Mechusar Zman cannot be used as a seer mishtalech. So now a fourth and final approach to that question. Rava Amar, the fact that the Braisa has to tell me that if it's mechusar zman, it cannot be used for seer mishtalech. After all, doesn't every seer mishtalech have to have been eligible to be the seer l'Hashem? So isn't it anyway? Isn't it obvious anyway, without a special pasuk, that it's going to be possible? No, the case is where it's not so obvious. Kigon shayilo chole b'toch beso. Imagine a situation where someone had a chole sheyesh bo sakana in his house, and if they don't feed that chole, he's going to be in big trouble. So they have to give him food. It's life-saving. So the halacha is, you're allowed to be mechalel yom kippur for such a person. So let's say the only animal you have available to feed that chole is the mother of the seer mishtalech. Meaning, we've been thinking of mechusar zman as an animal that's not yet 8 days old. And an animal that's not yet 8 days old can't be brought as a carbon. So if it's only 5 days old, it's a mechusar zman. There are other types of mechusar zman as well. There are animals that cannot be shechted today, but just wait a little longer, they could be shechted. Such as an animal whose mother was shechted today. Because there's halach in the Torah, and isur in the Torah of Osav Espino, that you're not allowed to shecht the mother and its offspring on the same day. So if the mother, for whatever reason, had to be shechted on Yom Kippur, the child becomes, the offspring becomes a mechusar zman. So that's the type of mechusar zman we're talking about. You did a normal hagrala, and at the time you did the hagrala, it could have been the Seir Hashem. There was no psul with it. But still, now it became a mechusar zman because you shechted its mother. So v'shechad imo b'yom ha-kippurim, you shechted its mother on Yom Kippur. So now it's a mechusar zman. Now I need a pasuk to tell me that such a mechusar zman is possible to be used for the Seir Mishtalech. And had I not had a riboy in the pasuk to tell me that, I would have thought that it does not become possible for the Seir Mishtalech. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you know, why not give a much more pasuk the case? Why do you have to say that the case is that that its mother was shechted in some unrelated incident? Why not just say that the two Seirim that you're bringing on Yom Kippur are Eim Ubna, that you're bringing the mother and its offspring as the two Seirim? So that Mimela is going to make one of them a Mechusar Zman as soon as you shecht the mother. So now the other one becomes, as soon as the Seir Hashem is shechted, then the other one becomes a Mechusar Zman, because that would be a violation of Osav Espino. Wouldn't that be a much simpler case for the Gemara to bring? So in Shuvas Ha'elef al-Chashlomo, Nashmatos, and Simcha of Zayin, Rav Shlomo Kluger was a prolific author. He wrote many, many tshuvas, and many, many long tshuvas. But someone did a tova for Klal Yisrael, and took 1,000 of Rav Shlomo Kluger's best tshuvas, and condensed them, and made like short paragraphs out of them, and they called the Sefer Ha'elef l'Chashlomo, the top 1,000 tshuvas of Rav Shlomo Kluger. I don't know how they chose, I don't know, maybe the easiest ones to summarize, I guess, but that's it became the most famous of his tshuvas svarim, is Ha'elef l'Chashlomo. So in the Hashmatos, on Ha'elef l'Chashlomo, in Simon Chav Zayin, he suggests to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. He says it's very uncommon that the Eim Ubna are going to be the two Seirim, because the qualifications of the two Seirim is that they have to look exactly alike, the same size, the same everything. The mother and its offspring, they're totally different ages. It's not likely that they're going to be Bimara, Vekoma, Vedamim, that they're going to be exactly identical to each other. Furthermore, he says, the din of the Seirim is that they should both be male. So it wouldn't be mother and its offspring, it would be father and his offspring. And the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is Ein Choshen L'Zera Av, that when it comes to Osa V'Espina, it's a bit of a misnomer. It's Osa V'Espina. It's not really Osa V'Espina. If it's the father, you're allowed to shecht on the same day. We're Ein Choshen L'Zera Av. So you're allowed, it's only an Eim Ubna. It's not an Av Ubno. So if you, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So if you bring Av Ubno, it wouldn't be a problem of Osa V'Espina. That's how he's mitarates the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why not just say, you need to come up with an example where the animal is a mechusar zman on account of Osav Espino. Why make it that you've shechted its mother in an unrelated incident of a chol sheyesh bo sakana? Just make it that the two seirim themselves are Osav Espino. So those are the two terutzim that he gives. V'chia gavna miyasius, so says more, but wait a second. In a case where you're chucking an animal off a cliff, is that a violation of Osav Espino? Isn't Osav Espino lo sishchatu amirachmana v'halav shchita? Osav Espino is that you're not allowed to shecht the mother and its offspring on the same day. But over here, you're chucking one animal off a cliff. That wouldn't be a shchita anyway. So even if you did shecht the mother of the seer mishtalech, how come it's going to be considered a mechusar? chusur zman. You're not trying to shechta, you just want to throw it off a cliff. Sans Gemara, ha'amri b'marava, d'chiyasa latzuk, zohi shechitasav. No, throwing it off a cliff, that has the status of shechita as far as this animal is concerned, because that's the way it's supposed to be killed. So Asemes raises the question, if we're talking about that you shechted the mother, why do I need a limud to pasul because of chusur zman? Memeli you're not allowed to do, because of also a spino. So meaning, forget about chusur zman, a lima that tells me that chusur zman, there already is an issue in the Torah called osav espino. Meaning the answer is too good of an answer. Meaning when you're dealing with stam and inyan of chusur zman, so just to tell me that the normal psule karban would apply to the sirma shalech, but to tell me that that an animal that cannot be killed today because of osav espino, so I don't need a special riboy dafka in the context of sirma shalech. Any animal you'd have such a din as emes. So he quotes from his son-in-law, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Biderman, that you need the pasuk to teach me that even b'di'eved, if you use the sirma shalech, it's going to be pasul mishum chusur zman. That without the pasuk, I would know you're not allowed to use it, but I would have thought that it's going to be kosher. How do I know that it's even going to be pasul b'di'eved? So that's why I need the pasuk to tell me. That's why I need the pasuk to tell me that there's such an inyan of mechusas man by the seir mishalech. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean by this? That dechiyaso zui shchitaso, that when you dechiyaso latzuk, when you throw it off the cliff, that is the shchita. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yardei Simitas Zayin that there's no iser of also espino outside of shchita. Let's say you do nechira, you just shoot an animal in the head, or it's nesnavel biyado, then you're allowed to shecht the second one. So if the Shulchan Aruch therefore says if you have a that shechts one of them alone without anyone looking to see if the Cherishot of Katan is doing a good job, you're allowed to shecht the other one. You're allowed to shecht Bino on that same day because you don't have to assume that the Cherishot of Katan did a good job. You could assume that they messed up and a Shechita that's a Kshera is not subject to also us Bino. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elef L'Chashlomo in Yerodea, Simen Chaf, that that's only when you were Nocher Stam or Cherishot of Katan that shechted Stam. But let's say there was a chola that needed meat, and they couldn't find a shochet to shecht the animal properly, so they just shot the animal in the head, or they just had a cherishot of a katan kill the animal in order to provide meat. Then you're going to apply the isser v'osav espino to the offspring of that animal, even though it wasn't killed with shechita. Why? Because he says, just like our Gemara says, dechiyas l'tzuk zui yishchitasa. What is it about dechiyas l'tzuk that makes it like a shechita with regard to the dinim of osav espino? It's because that's what you were supposed to do. Dechiyas l'tzuk was the halacha. It was the right thing to do in that situation. And if it's the right thing to do, and it's not just that you they stam killed an animal, but you were doing the mitzvah the way what you were supposed to do in order to save a life, that triggers osav espino. Meaning that's the isur of osav espino, lo sishcha to biyomecher. Not that they both have to be a halachic shechita, but they both have to be a mitzvah. So shechita is a mitzvah, or could be done by throwing it off the cliff if it happens to be the seal azazel, or it could be by killing an animal because you need the meat in order to save the life of a cholish yesh basakana. So that's the limud that he has from our Gemara, that if you do it to save a life, you kill an animal to save a life, now it triggers the din of osav espino. The minchas chinuch and the hashmatos sim kuf pehei says that the chiyasa zui shchitaso, that's the tzura of the shchita by the seir mishalech for everything. Meaning, it really becomes a shchita when we say the chiyasa zui shchitaso. He compares it to malika by karbanos, by bird karbanos, where that becomes the shchita. And if you do malika, the bird is not an avela. So Minchas Chinuch says by throwing it letzuk, the basar actually becomes mutar v'achila, just like malika sof by kachim, that it doesn't become an avela. So the dechiyah of the seir mishalech is matir the basa ba'achila for Kol Yisrael, because that's for everybody. It's not only for Kohanim like Malika is. So that's a greater chiddush. He understands that the chiyasa l'tzuk zui shchitaso is not just that you did the mitzvah and therefore it triggers also v'espino. It triggers all of the dinim of shchita. That now it's ki'ilu, it's shechted, which is an even greater chiddush than what Rav Shlomo Kluger wanted to say. But that's apparently the machlokas. Exactly how do we understand the geder of the chiyasa l'tzuk Is it that since you're being mekayim a mitzvah by throwing it off the cliff, so it's enough to create a situation of osav espino? Or is it no? Since you're doing the mitzvah properly, that becomes the shechita of this animal lechol davar. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on to the topic that we're going to discuss for the entire rest of the daf. We had said in the Mishnah that if after you already did the hagrala to determine which is going to be the seal Hashem and which is going to be the seal Azazel, one of them dies, so then you bring another set of goats and you do a new hagrala and you say, if the one that was Seal Hashem is one that died, so then the one that the new Seal Hashem is going to take its place, and if the Shal Azazel Mace, the one that the new Seal Azazel will take its place. And then the Mishnah said, and the extra one is going to be Yira Achi Yislav, it's going to graze until it develops a mum, and then Yipla Dama Vlinadama. What's the extra one? Is the extra one the one left over from the first grouping, or is it the one left over from the second grouping, and we use the one from the first grouping? So that is a machlokas. Amarav sheni shabazuk rishon yikrav, sheni shabazuk sheni yira'eh. That we use the one that's left over from the first grouping, and therefore the extra one is from the second grouping, and that's the one that grazes until it develops a mum and is sold in yipul dam of l'nadava. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, sheni shabazuk rishon yira, the one that's left over from the first grouping is the one that has to graze until it develops a mum. Sheni shabazuk sheni yikrav, but the second one from the second grouping is actually used. So if you have the Seal HaZazel died, so the new Seal HaZazel, that's Pashat, that's the new Seal HaZazel. But now you have two Seerim LaHashem, says Rabbi Yochanan, the second, the new one, is the one that you actually use as the Seer LaHashem. And the same vice versa, the Seer LaHashem is the one that died, and now you have a new Seer LaHashem, that's Pashat, that the new one is going to be a Seer LaHashem. And now you have two Seer LaHazazels, so Rabbi Yochanan would say, the second one from the second grouping, that's the one that we use as Seer LaHazazel, whereas Rav would say it was the first one that we use as the Seir LaHazazel. So now, b'maykamifli, what is the Nukudas HaMachlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So Rav savar balei chayim eino nidachin. Rav says that once a bal chay, once an animal becomes pasul and cannot be used for the mitzvah at any point in time, we don't reject it permanently. If something happens that makes it kosher to be used for the mitzvah again, so good, let's use it for the mitzvah again. So you had two goats, one of them died, the other one is now nidcha, because it doesn't have a partner. But now that it does have a partner, now they brought a new grouping, so now you've replaced its partner, so now it becomes ra'oi again, so you're able to use the one that was originally rejected. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan savar balei chayim nidchin, Rabbi Yochanan says no, once it's rejected, it remains rejected forever. So if we've determined that it cannot be used, that's it. It cannot be used ever again, that no matter what happens to change things. Now, this whole machlokas is only in a case where it's nitcha me'eleha, where on its own something happened. One of the goats died, the other one is therefore nidcha. But in the case where you were decha'o biyadayim, even Rav is moda the balei chayim are nidchin. That discussion appears both in Maseches Sukkah and in Maseches Pesachim. In the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim, on Daf Sadi Zayin and Beis, it discusses a person is mafresh nekeva lepischo, or a zachar ben shtei shanim. So these are animals that are not ra'oi to be used as a korban pesach. But you know what they are ra'oi to be used for? A korban shlamim. Now a pesach, b'shar yimos hashana, is a carbon shlamin. So what if he takes a female animal and he designates that as a carbon pesach? A 2-year-old animal designates that as a carbon pesach. So the halacha is yirat shi'istah. If you let it graze until it develops a mum, you sell it and use the money for a carbon shlamin. Why don't you just use it for a carbon shlamin? Pesach b'shar yimos hashana becomes a carbon shlamin. So can't you just wait and use it? No, because since you were mafresh a davar she'enu ra'oi, you were decha'u biyadayim. You took something and you made it ineligible, actively. So if you actively made something ineligible, you were dechal biyadayim. Everyone agrees, balei chayim are nidchin. It's only when it happened on its own that we say balei chayim are nidchin according to Rav. That's what Tos Yishanim points out over here. Also, the idea that Rav holds balei chayim are eino nidachin is dafka when it's still alive. But if you shechted the seir l'shem and then the seir l'azazel died, died, so Rav is moda that it's then nidcha. And I mean, the Sir Lashem, the blood of the Sir Lashem is nidcha. Rashi makes this point over here that the blood would have to be spilled out. It could be that that's halacha l'moshe v'sinai, that it only applies to balei chayim and not to an animal that's already shechted. But we're being precise in the language that the machlokas is about whether balei chayim are nidachin or balei chayim are not nidachin. So anyway, that's the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Which one do I use? Do I use the one that's left over from the first grouping because now it's kosher to be used and balei chayim are eino nidachin? That's Rav Shita. Or do I use the one from the second grouping because the one from the first grouping was cancelled, it was pasul at some point, and therefore it must always remain pasul. It can never be brought back. So the Gemara says, my time at the Rav, why does Rav think that balei chayim are not permanently rejected? The Yelv, Mimuchus Zman. He says, you know what a good example of an animal that's not kosher for a carbon is? An animal that's less than 8 days old is not kosher for a carbon. So does it ever become kosher? Yeah, when it becomes 8 days old. Ah, but it's nidche. When it's only 4 days old, it's nidche. So shouldn't I say once it's rejected forever? Elamai, what do you see? That just like Mechusus Ma'an, Lafal Fagav, the Hashalo Chazi, Kiyad Demichsi, Shaper Dami, even though at some point, when it's still Mechusus Ma'an, it's not Ra'ui, but it's going to become Ra'ui, and then it's going to be perfectly fine. So Chanami Lushna, so Babel Chaim, that are nidche also, like the Seir that was Ra'ui originally, and then its partner died, so it was nidche. We're also going to say, and as soon as you're able to replace its partner, so good, so now it's able to be used as a carbon again. Says Gemara, is that really a valid source? Mi dami, hasam los chazi klal, hachad nirav v'nidche. No, there's a big difference. A mechusar zman was never yet ra'oi for a carbon. Now, the fact that something is possible because it has not yet graduated into the level, into the stage of life of being kasher, that's not called dichoi. Dichoi is something that was ra'oi and we rejected it. So you had the seir, it was ra'oi to be used as either a seir l'Hashem or seir l'Azazel. Then its partner died and now we rejected it. How do you know even in that case it can come back? There's a big difference between nira v'nidcha and not nira at all. When I used to teach Masechta Sukkah in high school, so everything in about teaching high school boys has to be a mushel in sports. If it's not a sports mushel, I can't understand. So the mushel was that in 1 year there was a boy that switched from Hafter to DRS, and in middle of the year, and he was the best basketball player in the entire league. And all of a sudden they put him on the team. No tryouts, no nothing. What were to happen? I said to the boys, if someone tried out for the team at the beginning of the year and he didn't make it, and he worked and he worked and he worked and he became a much better basketball player throughout the course of the year, so they don't put him on the team in the middle of the year. You got to wait till next year. He'll try it again next year. But some guy just comes in from a different school and he's able to be put on the team. Why? Because he was never rejected. They never cut him. Once you're cut, you're cut. So that's it. So that's when something is, it was near it, it was right to be on the team, but then it was nidcha, then it was rejected. So an act of rejection of something, something that was once right and you're going to reject it, that's a much more strong rejection than something that was never right in the first place. Oh, it just became eligible right now. Okay, throw him on the team. Right? So that's the chiluk that the Gemara is making in slightly different words. So elahainu time of the Rav. So Rav, the basis of Rav is the following. The reason that balei chayim are not nidche is the yalof mi bal mum over. We learn from a carbon that has a mum that's not a permanent blemish, where the halacha is that as soon as the blemish goes away, you can use it as a carbon. But while the mum is still there, you're not allowed to use it as a carbon. So wait, why am I allowed to use it when the mum goes away? After all, it's nidche right now. Right now, I'm not allowed to use it. So bama mum over. By when an animal has a temporary mum, can't use it right now, but it's going to be able to come back to be used again. So over here also we should say the same thing. How do you know that that's true, but that a bal mum over, when its mum passes, it's kosher for a carbon, it's not nidcha forever? Because the pasuk says, when it comes to balei mumin, ki mashchasam behem mum bum. Lo yiratzu, the pasuk continues. So we darshin, mum bum, hu de lo yiratzu, ha'avar mumin yiratzu. That only while it still has the mum, it can't be used as a carbon, but once the mum is gone, you're then able to use it as a carbon. So Asemus points out that you shouldn't say that the limud is only in a case where you were makdish it after the mum had passed, had already gone. Meaning maybe that's the case that we're saying that you're allowed to use an animal that had a mum over. Maybe when you were only makdish it after the mum had already disappeared. So he says, no, that you don't need a pasuk for. That's obvious. If the animal doesn't have a mum at the time of Hakadasha, what do I care about its history? I have to know every boo-boo it ever got in its entire life. wife, that's obvious that that wouldn't be, wouldn't even require a pasuk to tell me such a din. So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Balei Chayim that are nidche are can never come back, so why doesn't he learn from Bal Mumover? Meaning Rav has a pretty good source over here, that Rav wants to know, Rav explains to us, how do I know that just because an animal is temporarily rejected, that it does not mean it's going to be permanently rejected? It can come back because a Bal Mumover comes back. It's temporarily rejected and it comes back. So here also, so Rabbi Yochanan, would respond, no, that miyet rachmana behem heimu d'chiyavar muman yiratzu hakol d'chu yinhol v'nidchu nidchu. No, it's a special gzeres hakasuv dafka by a Bal Mumover to be memait that dafka there, dafka by a Bal Mumover, you're going to say that it can come back. But by any other disqualification, it's never going to be able to make a comeback. Any other disqualification is a permanent disqualification. So says Mar V'Rav, and what's Rav who learns that Bal Mumover for any disqualification can come back and be kosher again? What's he going to learn from Behem? It sounds like a special miut by a Bal Mumover. No, who Behem Be'enayu hu dilo mirtzu hal yidei tarovas mirtzu. He uses the Behem to tell me that Bali Mumin can only not be used as a carbon when they are Be'en, when they're still intact. But if they're mixed in with other animals, then you're allowed to use even a balmum as a carbon. Wow, what does that mean? That a balmum gets mixed in with other animals? First of all, why can't you tell? If one of them is balmum, just look for the mum. That's the one that's the balmum. What does it mean, a tyrovus of other animals? It means if animal parts, you already shechted it, and now I have to be makrif things on the mizbech, and I don't know which head was from the animal that was a balmum, which leg was from the animal that was a balmum. So I'm allowed to bring even the balmum on the mizbech because I can't identify it. But tyrovus, it's not going to be usher. Like the Mishnah teaches us in Masechet Zvachim. Now, if you have Evarim Tamimim, Be Evarim Bali Mumin, you have limbs of a carbon ola that's a tamim. It has to be talking about a carbon ola because we're talking about that which is being brought on the Mizbech. And by a carbon ola, all the limbs are brought on the Mizbech. None of them are eaten by the Kohanim. So you have a carbon ola, limbs of carbon ola that are Tamimim, that are mixed in with the limbs of a carbon that's a Balmum. It's definitely got to be one carbon that's a Balmum that's mixed in with the Tamimim, because the next line is Rabbi Elazar Omer im karav harosh shalachem yakriv kol haroshim kulan, that if you already were makriv the head of one of them, you could assume that was the balmum already, and therefore all the other heads that need to be brought on the mizbeach are probably from the tamimin, so you could bring all the other heads on the mizbeach. If there was more than one balmum, then this wouldn't work, right? The fact that you brought one head on the mizbeach doesn't tell you that you know, does not allow you to assume that the balmum are already taken care of, because you know there's another one. So it must be that we're talking about that there was, again, however many, one or many more tamimin and one balmum, and the limbs of these animals were mixed together. So once you bring one head on the mizbech, and then you realize, ayvei, there was a balmum mixed in here, you're allowed to bring the rest anyway, because you could assume that which was already brought was from the balmum. Krah of shalechem man, if you were makriv the legs of one of the animals, yakriv kolo krayim kulan, you could be makriv all the other legs of the animals. And the reason that we assume the kula over here is because the evarim of the balmum and the evarim of the tamimim were mixed together. So once they're mixed together, there's no issur d'oraisa of being makriv on the mizbeach. If it were an issur d'oraisa, even when they're mixed together, we'd say safek d'oraisa l'chumrah. So how do I know there's no issur d'oraisa? That's what the word behem teaches me. Behem, only when it's be'en, only when they're individual, when they're distinct from the other animals, but when they're mixed in together with the other animals, then there is no issur d'oraisa. The Chum say no. Even if you brought all of them on the mizbech except for one, the one that remains you have to assume is the balmum. You have to be machmir misafek. It does not become mutter in the tarovus, because the Chum hold that tarovus does not matir it midaraisa. So, but bottom line is that Rabbi Elazar holds that a varim of a balmum that get mixed in with a varim of mutter animals are mutter midaraisa, and Rav holds like that, like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. So Rav holds, how do I know that? From the word Bahem, that it's dafka when they're bifnei atzmam, they're not royally karev, but when they're nisarev, they're royally to be used as a carbon. Asks the Ritva, how do I know the het of Rabbi Elazar is based on that? Maybe it's just because it's batal barov and midaraisa chad betray batal, meaning it's a gzeiras hakasuv that there's a din, that there's no such isser of bringing a balmum on the mizbeach when it's bitaroves. You don't need any Gezeiras HaKasav. There's Bittul Barov. Bittul Barov is in Kala Taru Kula. So if you have Baal Mum mixed in with other animals that are not Bali Mumin, so of course it's going to be Batul. Of course on the Daraisa level, it's going to be Mutter. So says the Ritman of Nafkamina is, what if the Baal Mum is mixed in not with two other kosher animals, with one other kosher animal? So it's one to one. So it's a Taroves, but it's not a Rove. You're not going to have Bittul Barov. Even in such a case, Rabbi Elazar is going to say that you could be Makriv. As long as you're Makriv one head, be Makriv the other one, because it's no longer an Issa Doraisa anyway to be Makriv the Baal Mum since it was Batar Roves. That's how the Ritva suggests. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, or you could even say that it's a Davar Shebeminyan. A Davar Shebeminyan is Eino Batal. That yeah, we have such dinim of Bittul Barov, but there are exceptions to the dinim of Bittul, right? Much of Hilchos Taroves is about the exceptions to the dinim of Bittul, that there are certain things that are such a Davar Chashuv that they cannot become Batal. So when you're selling animal legs, it's a Davar Shebeminyan. You sell by number, you don't sell by weight. So since you're going to buy two or three or whatever the number is, so as a Davar Shebeminyan, it's not going to become Batal. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'idach and Rabbi Yochanan darshins from the word behem, that to tell me that dafka bali mum can be used as a carbon when their mum is over, but other bali chayim that are nidche cannot ever come back into eligibility. How does he know that bal mum b'tarovus is kosher for a carbon? So nafkalei mibam behem. He darshins it because the Torah could have said mashchasam bam. Why does it say mashchasam behem? So you see that there's an extra hay is there for a limud. V'idach and Rav, who learns the heter of tarovus from behem, what does he do with the extra hay? Bam bam, lo darish. He doesn't think that it's something that you can darshan out of an extra hay. So at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are three drushos that we learn from bahem and bam in the pasuk mashchasam bahem mum bam. It's two separate words. It's not just an extra hay; it's an extra word. Mashchasam bahem mum bam. Number one, that dafka if the mum is still bahem, it's not going to work. But if the mum is already gone, then it's going to be kosher. Number two, dafka bal mum over is chasav nira, but any other Nidche is not going to be chosav nira. Any other animal that's rejected that becomes pasul is not going to become kosher again. And number three, that the Yisra Bal Mum is dafka when it's bifnei atzma, but whenever it's bitarovetz, it's going to be mutter. That's what Tosfos in Dibur Maskil the Idach points out. Those are the three limudim Rabbi Yochanan has from Bam Bahem. So now the Gemara explains Rav. Now what do we say? According to Rav, I'm not going to say, Rav says, just because a Bal Chai was at some point disqualified doesn't make it permanently disqualified. It can always come back. But must it come back? Meaning, what was the case? You had two goats. One of them died. So good. So the other one is now no longer able to be used. But now I replace it, right? So now I have two options. So let's say the Seir La'Azazel died. So now I know what my Seir La'Azazel is going to be. It's going to be the new one. But now I have two options of the Seir La'Hashem. I have the old one and the new one. So Rav says, use the old one. Because the old one was not permanently disqualified. Okay, it wasn't permanently disqualified, but how do I know that it gets preferential treatment? Maybe I should use the new one. I understand that I have the option, but why do you say I have to use the old one? I understand, you're not going to tell me that it's possible, but shouldn't you at least have the option of bringing the new one or the old one? No, Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi that the mitzvah is always to use the first one. They always use the first available one. The Rashash raises the question that it sounds like that the din of mitzvah b'rishon is the din de rabbanan. So shouldn't it be better to use the second one because the kichasam ka'achas is a din de araisa, and the second one had the kichasam ka'achas with its partner, whereas the first one didn't have the kichasam ka'achas? Why would mitzvah b'rishon, which is only din de rabbanan, override the kichasam ka'achas? So the Rashash suggests that once you're making the second one a replacement for the one that died, it's ki'ilu, it's likichas and ka'achas, that they were all likichas and ka'achas. So it's not a violation of likichas and ka'achas. So anyway, that's why Rav says to use the first one, because it's mitzvah b'rishon. So the following conversation should sound familiar. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, where did Rabbi Yossi ever say mitzvah b'rishon? Inem Rabbi Yossi de kupos, if it's Rabbi Yossi by the kupos of the maksa shekel, ditnan, the Mishnah in the Bergash Gom tells us, shalosh kupos, shalosh se'in. They had three boxes that each held three se'in of coins in the Migdash. Shebehen tormin es alishcha, where the Kohanim would be torim, the shkalim, that they gathered together to pay for the Kavanos HaTzibur, so three times a year, because of Alein, and these boxes said on them, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, in order to identify them. V'tanya, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Lama Kosov Alein, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, why do I have to number them? Leda is a man that's from Rishon, Lavi Amen Rishon, to know that the first donations are the first ones that are used to bring korbanos. Shemitzvah Berishon, you should first come, first serve, you should use the first one. So you see that Rabbi Yossi says that you're makbid to dafka use the first. Says Gemara, that's not a raya. Dilmashayni Yasin Dubina, this Chazi Kamaisa, lo is Chazi Basraisa. Maybe that's a different situation, because maybe by the time the first one is ready to be used, the later ones aren't full yet. The boxes aren't full yet. They're not even ready to be used as korbanos yet. So maybe that's why the mitzvah of Berishon. But you can't learn from there that Rabbi Yossi just has this general rule that we always pick the Rishon, even when both are equally eligible. So what's the basis of Rabbi Yossi? Where do I know that it's mitzvah of Berishon? El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It's from Rabbi Yossi by Karban Pesach. De Tanya, mafresh pischav avad. If a person is mafresh an animal for Karban Pesach, and then the animal gets lost before Erev Pesach, and the hifresh achatachtov, so he appoints, he's mafresh a replacement, v'acharkach nimtza Rishon, and then he finds the first animal that was lost. Now he's got two animals standing in front of him on Erev Pesach. So which one should he use as a Karban Pesach? Says him and she uses Yaakov Divrei Chacham, say, whichever one you want. They're both kasher, so whichever one you want to use is Karban Pesach, is perfectly fine. But Rabbi Yossi, over Mitzvah Berishon, Rabbi Yossi says, better to use the first one. Only if the second one is Muvchar Mimenu, for whatever reason, the second one is a nicer animal, it's a better Karban, so then use the second one. But bottom line is, you see, all else being equal, Rabbi Yossi says Mitzvah Berishon. So that's the basis of the idea that we always go with the first one. The Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel Ve'im, Tosos has a suffix. So wait a second. Rabbi Yossi said Mitzvah Berishon, but then he made an exception. We mentioned this the other day. He made an exception, and the exception was if the second one is Muvchar. Would you say the same thing by the Se'irim? When Rabbi Yossi, when we're saying in our Mishnah that when Rav is saying, rather, that you should use the first of the Se'ir from the first set, not the Se'ir from the second set, is that only if the Se'ir from the first set is equal with the Se'ir from the second set? What if the Se'ir from the second set is nicer? Should you use that goat because it's nicer, just like we say by Karban Pesach? So Tosfos raises such a suffix. Why would it be any different? Because when it comes to the Seir, it's not being brought as a carbon in the Azara. It's not being eaten by anybody. It's just being thrown off a cliff. Whereas when it comes to the Karban Pesach, it's being brought as a carbon and it's being eaten. So maybe over there's a din that you got to choose the Muvchar. The Ritva and the Tos Yishanim say as a Dover Pashut, when it comes to the Seir Mishaleach, that there's no din of choosing the Muvchar. That it's Dafka by a Karban Pesach, where the Achila is a mitzvah. So then there's a mitzvah for the mitzvah sachila, there's a mitzvah to do it better. So that's how the Ritva suggests. So Amar Rav Deka Masnisin, that's how Tos Yishanim and the Ritva say. So Amar Rav Deka Masnisin Kavase de Rav. Our Mishnah is Meduyik like Rav, that the second Seir is that the goat from the first group is the one that you use, and the one from the second group that's extra is the one that grazes. Ubraisa Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. But we have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan that it's the opposite. So where do we find that? Masnisin Kavase de Rav. We have a Mishnah that says like Rav, because it says in our Mishnah that imshal shame meis zeshal avagar l'shem yiskayim tachtav, that if Seir l'Hashem died, so good, so the new Seir l'Hashem, then you do a new agrala and the new Seir l'Hashem takes its place. V'idach, and the partner of the one that died, that remained alive now, Kiddukai Kai, remains in its original Kedusha, like it was before the Seir died, and it's not Nidcha L'Gamri when its partner died, in order that you have to be Maimed another one in its place. So that's like Rav, that you use the one from the first grouping. But Braisa Kavasa is Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Dikatani, Sheni Eini Odea, Im Sheni Shibuzug Rishon, Im Sheni Shibuzug Sheni. I don't know what it means when it says that the Sheni that should be left to graze. Does that mean the one that's left over from the first grouping or the second grouping? So Kishu Omar, when the Pasuk says that the Seir Mishaleach is Ya'amad Chai, so Velo Shechavei Remeis. Ya'amad Chai teaches me not the one whose partner died. It means the new one should be used, not the old one. So my mashma, how do you see from the Pasuk that the Seir that whose partner died is not included in Ya'amad Chai? So Ya'amad Chai Velo Shechavar Amad. Because we say Ya'amad Chai is like in the present future tense. It is not in the past tense. If it was an animal that was already amad for the hagrala, and now it's being brought back, so that's not the animal to use. It has to be yamad chaya, one that's being used now for the first time. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand how Rav and Rabbi Yochanan explained the machlokas for Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Tanah, and our Mishnah said that va'onam Rabbi Yehuda nishfach hadam. If the dam of the seir la Hashem spills out, yamos hamishalech, let the seir mishalech die. Meis hamishalech, the seir mishalech dies, yishavich hadam, pour out the dam. So bishlam Rabbi Yochanan dam balichayim nidchin. I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, once an animal is rejected, it's rejected forever. Mishamachi yamos hamishalech. That's why when the dam spills from the Seir Lashem, okay, so the Seir Mishalech is now not viable because it doesn't have a partner. So good, so now it has to die. El Rav Dam Balichai Mein Nidchin Amayom Sam Mishalech. But according to Rav, can't it become Ra'oi again? Why do you have to make the Mishalech die? So Amalach Rav, Alib D'Rabbiuda Lo Kamina Ki Amina Alib D'Rabbana. No, Rav will tell you that you're right. It's a Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda by the din of Balichai Nidchin. And you see from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says Va'od in the Mishnah, so it sounds that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the Chum about an additional issue aside from what it says explicitly in the Mishnah. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda heard that the Rabbanan hold that Bali Chaim are Eina Nidachin, and therefore the remaining animal from the first pair can still be used. And Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with that and saying that Bali Chaim are Nidachin, and the first pair, the animal left over from the first pairing, has to be rejected. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Look, I mean, I know what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says that Bali Chaim are Nidachin, and I agree that that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. I'm arguing within the Shita of the Rabbanan. So Bishlama L'Rav Bahapligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. So according to Rav, now it makes a lot of sense what the Machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. El Rabbi Yochanan B'may Pligi. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Seifa? What do they disagree in the Seifa more than they already said in the Reisha? The Rabbanan also mother to Rabbi Yehuda that the Seir from the second grouping should be brought. It's just that they all, the Seir Mishaleach, is Yira, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Yamos. So they already argued about that in the Reisha. So that's what Rav says. That's what I told you, that our Mishnah is more Meduyak according to Rav, because it elaborates on it. According to Rav, you understand very well all of the machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan that are being borne out in the Mishnah. Okay, but we'll start with the next Raya tomorrow with Tanan, three lines from the bottom of the page.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also.
Thank you.